The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. We're live here inside the Emden Studios. We will catch up with Wendy Welch soon, I assume. But, I mean, normally we talk top dog this time. We have an opportunity to talk about the dog fight in East Lansing last night, a game that I knew I expected to be interesting. It was, as the Scarlet Knights had a halftime lead, led by 7 points. Michigan State finally tied the score around the 12-minute mark in the second half, and then from that point on, they were able to pull away. Cassius Winston doing most of the heavy lifting for the Spartans, so they responded. But it was a game certainly that lived up to my expectations as far as how much I thought the Scarlet Knights were going to push the Spartans in that game, the game before they come to Ann Arbor on Sunday. Now, Michigan's turn, a much more difficult opponent in their house, taking on Minnesota tonight. We'll get more into that in the MGO Blog Roundtable. Joining us now, though, to talk about Top Dog of the Week from the Humane Society of Huron Valley is Wendy Welch. Wendy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, Sam. How about you?
Good to see you as always. I'm doing great. And so, tell us about this week's Top Dog of the Week.
This week we have Sammy. Sammy is a coonhound, and you know me, Sam.
Nothing but a hound dog.
I like me a hound dog. And Sammy is about 42 and a half pounds, and that tricolor, you know, the mm-hmm. black, white, brown, adorable, about 4 years young. He came to us, you know, Sam, you and I talk a lot about the love train and all the puppies who come aboard, but I neglect to mention that cats sometimes come aboard the love train, and so do young dogs. And Sammy was one of the dogs who came aboard the love train. So he was saved from a rescue that was totally overburdened, that has way too many animals and just can't mm-hmm. adopt them all. So we brought Sammy here to Ann Arbor, and he is looking for a home now. He seems to be okay with other dogs, but they need to, a lot of times, you know, when you're pairing dogs together, they need to have a similar play style. Mm-hmm. So that's the case with Sammy. He's got some energy and some hound sniffing kind of thing. So
yeah.
Yes,
I have a soft spot in my heart for all dogs.
Yeah.
The hound dog, my first dog, it wasn't my dog, it was my grandparents' dog, but it was my first dog.
Yeah.
It's a hound dog named Queenie. And she was the type, and I think I told this story before, kids would get into it, I get into it with my cousins or whatever.
Yeah.
She'd jump in.
Oh.
You know, she might have a little nip on the butt to make everyone stop.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know about you, I grew up in the corporal punishment age.
Sure, yes,
and
absolutely.
So, there were times, more than a few,
I shouldn't laugh.
My grandmother came after me, and Queenie would jump right in between. It's like, you got to love it. You got to love it.
So,
yeah, I saw a picture of her recently on Facebook from one of my cousins, and it just brought back so many memories.
Man.
So really, I tell that story, really, really, really smart dogs.
Yeah.
Really good family dogs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just you got to make sure that you keep, because they are led by their noses.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So they are definitely always sniffing some things out.
Right. I know some people have come up to me before and they're like, oh, would you ever let your dog off leash? I'm like, absolutely never in a million years. And, you know, I see people walking, you know, some other breeds of dogs where absolutely they'll stay around them and everything. Just no way for a hound dog. Yes.
Yeah.
They will take off.
All right, so if someone wants to see Sammy, your hours of operation and location.
Yeah, the Humane Society of Huron Valley is located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor, which is next to this adorable little town of Dixboro, and we're open 7 days a week. Thursdays and Fridays are our late nights when we're open 11 to 7. Saturdays and Sundays we're open 11 to 5, and then Monday through Wednesday we're open 11 to 6.
And you can always see Sammy online at HSHV. As in victor.org, HSHV.org. Now, you mentioned the love train. I feel obligated to ask about it every single week now. So is there another love train arrival?
It is. This is the week. Oh, the love train. Oh, yeah.
Love train is like, hey, we got to make, you know, Ann Arbor needs to be just every single week a regular stop Love Train needs to come through Ann Arbor.
That's right. I should bring it over here. Yes, the Love Train came in late last night. So if all goes as hoped, nearly 42 dogs and puppies will be ready for adoption tomorrow. All sorts of breeds. I got to mention, there are beagle mixes on this one.
Okay.
And then there are these cutest, like, no one can guess what they are, but they're these fluffy things. Like, no one has any idea, but the cutest mix you've ever seen. Anyway, so check that out. We'll be posting some pictures on our Facebook page later on, Humane Society of Huron Valley.
All right, folks, be sure to check it out. Those of you who are looking for puppies. The thing about the variety
yeah.
as far as ages are concerned is, you know, you adopt an older dog, you don't have to deal with all of the puppy tendencies and the, in many cases, the potty training.
Right.
You know, that stuff is already handled with some of the veterans that you might get at the Humane Society here on Valley.
And it's not, you know, potty training is the first thing that we think of, but it's funny when people have puppies and they bring them back, which happens sometimes because they're not ready for it. The first thing that they mention is the chewing, right? Because they need to, because their teeth are hurting, like they're teething. So they need to constantly be chewing on stuff. And so, you know, without chew toys or without someone to intervene, they're going to chew on whatever they can find. Your shoes, your molding around, you know, your doorway, whatever that is.
Yeah, so you got to make sure
you remember that.
Give them the appropriate things that you want.
Yeah.
You'll be amazed that once you assign.
Yeah.
Chew items,
yes.
They will only chew on those items.
That is true.
So,
yes.
Just works that way, folks.
But it takes a lot of work.
It does. All right, so, Wendy, speaking of a lot of work, you guys are always working on your events, event schedule. What do you have coming up at HSHV?
This Sunday we have a collaboration with Pizza House over on Church Street for a Dine to Donate.
Okay.
So if you take out pizza or if you go in, I believe Mr. Weintraub over there and his wife might have a date planned on Sunday at Pizza House.
That is the pregame plan. That is right. You must have been paying attention on social media.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so we will be there Sunday for lunch.
That's
awesome. Social media is scary.
I know, right? Yes. But if you dine at Pizza House or if you get takeout or have them deliver and you mention HSHV, they will donate something to help the animals. So please consider dining at Pizza House this Sunday. And they're open. Their hours are ridiculous. 10:30 in the morning to 4 a.m.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, remember being a student.
Right? Exactly. Yeah.
I've never been there at 10:30 in the morning, but I've definitely eaten it at close to 4 a.m. in the past. No, it's been maybe 20 years since I've done that.
I've eaten there at close to 4 a.m.
Of course, when I ate there at close to 4 a.m., it was actually a house before the construction.
Right?
But my wife saw that on social media, and she said, hey, how about, you know, lunch before the game on Sunday? So
love it.
I recommend everyone either before the game on Sunday, after the game Sunday, heck, their menu is so diverse you can go before and after the game and help Humane Society toys.
Perfect. Yes, just be sure to mention HSHV.
Yeah, and if you happen to be one of those people that can't get a ticket to the game, it's a great place to watch games too.
Nice.
Out at the Pizza House, so a great opportunity to dine to donate.
Thank you.
To HSHV, and I heard you mention last week, never too soon to start getting ready for to ramp up toward. The biggest fundraiser of the year for the Humane Society of Huron Valley, Walkin' Wag.
Yes, Saturday, May 18th. I can't believe it. Like fewer than 100 days away, we have Walkin' Wag and Run. So you can, it's the opportunity for you to run a 5K with your dog if you want, or with other people's dogs. I know one of your colleagues over here is probably going to bring someone else's dog to this event just to have fun.
I wonder. See, I can't stack the 5K. Now that I can do a 5K.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
I don't know that I want to do like more than one.
I was thinking more like you want to do it with your dog pulling you?
Yeah, or more than two.
Because
I've already committed to a couple. Like I do the Dexter Ann Arbor now.
Nice.
And do the Chad Tough.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to stack two.
The Chad Tough is more like a 9K, but still.
Oh.
Yeah, if I have Matt mapping the route. That it winds up being close to a 10K.
Oh, nice.
But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. We might do a little something different for Walking Wag this year.
Well, you can do the 1 mile walk, too, which is my preference. And then this year we have a kids dash, too, for the little ones. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll see
the
how
kids
that goes.
Dash.
Kids dash, exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's call it the tire them out so they can take a nap dash.
Bingo. Exactly. This is going to be the opportunity for you to tire both your dogs and your kids out. That's the plan, Sam.
And the reason why you start now is it's a fundraiser. So you get people to sponsor you for Walk and Wag, and all the proceeds go to the Humane Society of Huron Valley.
Absolutely. We depend on this fundraiser to help us throughout the year. So it is a fun Drazer. Exactly. So you pay a registration fee, which goes to help the animals and give you a ticket to the event, and then you get people to sponsor you. And it's really easy this year. We have lots of tools to make it really simple. You can put a thing on Facebook, raise money there. We really, really appreciate your help. So check all that out at hshv.org/walkandwag.
All right, Wendy, let's come back around and talk about Sammy, this week's top dog of the week.
Sammy is so cute. He is a coonhound. He is about 42 and a half pounds. He is the adorable, like, black and brown and white mix. He's got that cute little white stripe up his nose and the floppy ears. Who can resist? He's about 4 years young, and he's just a really great dog. Check his picture out at hshv.org or come visit us. The Humane Society of Huron Valley is open for adoption 7 days a week. So Monday through Wednesday, we're open 11 to 6. Thursdays and Fridays, we're open 11 to 7. And then Saturdays and Sundays, we're open 11 to 5.
All right, folks, hshv is in victor.org. And we didn't mention, but people want to know the circle the date on their calendar. Your low-cost vaccine clinic.
Yes, the first one this year is coming up. It's going to be the second Saturday in March from 9 to 11. No appointment is needed. Just bring your dogs and on non-retractable leashes and your cats and carriers.
So that would be the second Saturday in March would be March 9th.
Yes, that's perfect.
All
yes,
right, so folks, get ready. That opportunity is fast approaching. Well, as always, Wendy, thanks a lot for dropping by. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week. And folks, the puppies will go up on the Facebook page sometime today.
Sometime today, yes.
Sometime today. All right, there you have it. People are always asking about puppies. The love train comes to save the day for those of you that are looking for puppies. So you'll have your opportunity by going to take a look at them by going to the Facebook page for the Humane Society here on Valley. I mentioned before Wendy came on, it was a bit of a, you know, you got a scrappy team in Rutgers that made a game of it for a good portion of that contest up in East Lansing. As I said, they went into the break with a 7-point lead. They held on to the lead for about 6.5 minutes of the second half, and then the run that put the game away for Michigan State. The last half of the second half was when they put them away. But before that, man, it was what you would expect from a Rutgers team, and what I thought would happen with a squad that just found out that one of their key cogs would be out for the remainder of the regular season, probably. News sounds like it's better for the Duke Blue Devils. Not as far as the outcome of last night's game. They got beaten pretty soundly by the visiting North Carolina Tar Heels, but the first minute of the game, Zion Williamson blows a tire. He literally came out of his Paul George shoes. Paul George 2.5s. I mean, the shoe exploded as he went to plant and change direction, and the shoe just gave out. His foot slid out of it. Barack Obama was sitting courtside. He broke his shoe. Everyone can see it. And you thought that it was going to be a pretty serious knee injury. He did not return to the game, and North Carolina just went crazy. They went crazy in the paint. Now, Luke May, you would expect, as we talked about earlier in the show, and as Michigan fans know from how he went off on Michigan last year, but 30 points, 15 boards, I get that without Zion Williamson being in the game. What I didn't get was how porous their perimeter defense was. They could not keep their guards and wings from getting to the cup. I mean, I'll give them transition because of North Carolina's style of play. I'll give them Luke May. But their guards, their wings, their Olays to the basket, I can't say, oh, that's Zion. Maybe Zion was just clean. Maybe he's just cleaning up their mess, their collective mess for the good portion of the season. And they've always been this this porous as far as their perimeter defense is concerned. But last night it showed, they gave the stat at halftime. North Carolina heading into the break, or at the break, was 1 for 16 from the perimeter. They were 17 for 24 in the paint, folks. 17 for 24 in the paint. They scored 62 points in the paint last night. It was just a bloodletting in the lane.
Not a lot of fear about going in there, obviously, and not very difficult to get in there. And that's a bad combination because Duke has been much better at that defensively almost all year. Part of that is they've given a lot of credit to Trey Jones on the outside. He obviously didn't play that kind of a game last night on either end of the floor. But I'm assuming part of his ability to play so well on the perimeter is that he's got those guys behind him, and taking Zion out of the lineup definitely made a difference. It is amazing one guy can come out of a game. Now, we know how good he is, but how different they looked. I mean, they haven't been a good three-point shooting team this year anyway, but how much worse they looked from, except for the two guys, except for Reddish and Barrett. Everybody else just looked like they were lost on the floor without Zion Williamson out there. And that includes Trey Jones, who's maybe still the most important player that they have because he leads the team as the point guard, but he was 1 of 11 shooting. And obviously, as you mentioned, he was playing Olay defense, so bad combination.
Yeah, mild knee sprain was the diagnosis for Zion Williamson. So if it really is mild, it sounds like it's reasonable to expect him to come back before the end of the regular season. But one thing you know, they're going to err on the side of caution for sure with a young man that's slated to be the number one pick in the NBA draft. We got to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk some Michigan softball. Michigan softball coach Carol Hutchins. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.